With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, here we go. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Ellie White's with us.
Lovely to
Fantastic
be here.
Fantastic stuff. Looking yeah. forward to this.
And the blonde...
bombshell or egg or...
what would you call him? The blonde...
Skyscraper.
Yes. The blonde skyscraper.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's all like a pencil.
Yes.
He absolutely loved that, didn't he?
Sort of blonde rubber at the top.
Yeah.
Wow. Land a little helicopter on your head.
Yeah. I'd be more than happy for it
we'll
to
grow
land
a on me. Grow a public garden.
Yes. A sort of pubic public garden
a
down
pubic
there. That's a bit rude, I suppose.
A pubic public garden.
Sort of like halfway so people can go out and have a look at the garden type of thing. And then the feet would be where you could park your cars. And as you say, on the top of the blonde barn, is where you can put the helicopters with
exactly.
Donald Trump.
Okay,
everyone.
So...
you've taken that a bit far there.
I have a bit, haven't I?
Yeah.
I've got a new life skill now.
So, hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode. And today we're in some caves.
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Amazing.
David, can you tell the listeners at home exactly where the caves are?
The caves are in Leeds. I don't know why you're chuckling, people. Cavemen were all over Britain, and even Leeds needs caves.
Within the city?
On the outskirts of the city. So it's not like we're underneath a shopping mall or anything like that.
Not catacombs?
Not catacombs. There's nothing to do with the church. This is all about... these are caves. And, you know, people might be thinking the Leeds caveman wasn't an educated artist, but he was, because we can see on the walls, can't we, people? There's stick men fighting buffaloes.
Wow.
Well, I've got... I don't know if you know the story behind these caves, but apparently what inhabits it, the caves, is a 50-foot snake.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Right,
yeah,
OK.
Yeah. So no one's seen it.
50-foot snake, that's a hell of a lot of
snake.
But
no one is a myth, or
actually,
is it actually?
No, actually, people have seen it. whoever has seen it...
They're gone.
You've never seen them again.
Yeah.
But they've managed to film it, maybe, and put it on the internet or like that? Or
I don't know.
Before they get eaten.
Exactly.
Or they get sucked into the
There's amazing signal within
the
caves.
And then just send it
Do you know what amazes me is how relaxed you are, you two? Well, you're in the caves. There's apparently a snake in here, 50 foot long, that, you know, whenever you witness it, it gobbles you up. I'm amazed that you're quite...
Well, I want to seem confident in front of the lady. We're in a cave, you know. I might have to, you know, protect... I don't mean it in a sexist way, but, you know, when a snake
I've taken it in a sexist way.
But you say that in every episode. You always say, I don't mean that in a sexist way.
It rolls out my mouth, and I think, oh, that might be taken the wrong way. And it's just sort of come out, it's dropped out my tongue, through my lips, and it's just out there into society.
Yeah, well, I actually feel comfortable standing behind David.
Yeah. Would you come out from behind David and just join us?
Yeah.
There we go.
I suddenly feel less comfortable.
Yeah. Well, then go and stand behind him.
Hello. I'm here to help you around the caves and provide light with my torch hand.
Ah, thank you, sir.
Your torch hands.
Yes.
Illuminating the cave for us.
Wow, wonderful.
Look at those. Is it called a stalagmite? What's it called, that thing that hangs from the ceiling?
What's the rule with stalactites?
Stalactites are the ones that hang down.
On the ceiling.
Because they're like tights.
Ah.
Stalagmites go up.
There we go. Well, I've learned something.
And the ceiling, stalag, up from the ground.
There you go. There's the cavemen knew what they were doing when they were coming up with these phrases.
They didn't come up with them.
Who did later on, the cave tour guide or?
I don't know.
Someone did though. And you know, there's clear thinking behind it. It makes sense.
It's quite eerie in here.
The Witch of Wookiee Hole.
What is satellite?
What is what?
Huh?
What is satellite?
What is satellite?
What is satellite?
Stalagmite.
Stalagmite. Satellite is TV and radio signals that come from space. Is that correct? I'm pretty sure satellites hover around Earth. Okay, he's got it. He's bought it. Let's move on.
Here's my first question for you, David. What was your most embarrassing moment?
My most embarrassing moment was when I was using the trains in the north of Britain. And I don't know if you know this, but in the early 90s, the trains in the north of Britain were a lot more developed, and they had automatic doors that opened and closed. And I wasn't used to that in the south. We just had the normal doors you open. Nothing fancy like that. And I was with my uncle, who's a child psychiatrist, and I was going on his trips with him up and down the different children's homes. But to long story short, I was going on the trips with him in the train. But to get a long story short, I needed to go to the toilet. I went to the toilet, and it was proper Star Trek technology where you hit the button and go, shh, you, like they are now.
Stop shouting.
Sorry, I apologise. Quite right. Keep volume to a moderate degree. And I bent down to wipe myself, as you would do after the act of defecating. And suddenly, as I was bent down, I heard the shh and the wind on my bare buttocks. And I realised, well, I only realised afterwards, there was a lock button I should have pressed.
Oh, no.
And the door was open, and the whole carriage was full of people.
No!
A woman who looked a bit like Princess Diana, sort of blonde hair and great sort of bone structure, looked at me right in the eyes. And she closed the door as I was looking down. And then I had to sit there for like half an hour thinking, oh, God, I can't leave.
Half an hour.
You stayed in there for half an hour?
Well, hoping people would get off at their stops.
For half an hour?
Because they'd all see me naked. They'd see my,
you were naked in
there? I was only naked to the
bottom. Are you one of those people that takes off all of their clothes when you go to the loo?
Not all. I don't take my socks off. I keep my top on.
You take your top off.
My trousers were down to my ankles.
Yeah.
My shirt was on. I had my socks and my plimsolls on and things like that. But my trousers were all the way down because I'd just defecated.
And how...
Well, you know, you do, don't you? You've got to...
And how old were you when this happened?
I was taking my GCSEs. It's not like... No, in that period, I'd just taken them, so I'd have been 16. It was pre-A-level. Yeah, so that... I was a grown man. You know, I passed puberty, and I was
not
naked.
Not a grown man, surely not.
Not a grown man, but I think 16, you know, you've got your puberty.
More or less developed.
I'm developed. There's not much left. You know, I've got a voice, a deep voice.
What was left to develop in the next couple of years?
I think my respect towards women, the gentlemanness of me.
Well, you had none before then.
I think I saw them purely as objects. But I think
children often
months,
do.
They do. It's
what
is GCSE? What GCSEs?
What is GCSE?
What is GCSE?
GCSEs are the level 2 qualification before A levels. I don't know what the G stands for. Goods, curriculum.
General
education system. I don't know. General curriculum education sector.
Sector?
GCSE.
Sector,
something like that. Do you know what? I don't know. I should carry
just say
on.
That then. Ask the question again, Charles, and David will answer.
What are GCSEs?
Charles, I don't know. Let's Google it together as brothers.
Right.
Let's go on Wikipedia and give it a look.
So you were on the toilet, you had your trousers down by your ankles.
Yes.
And anything else happened? Did you see the woman that looked like Princess Diana?
I did when I came out. She didn't give me eye contact. She just looked out into the window.
She
with
really?
The wind going for her face, quite
Could
red on
the
cheeks.
Could it have been her? Could it have been her?
Could it have been her?
I don't think... I think the Paris calamity... No, it hadn't.
Calamity?
Yeah, calamity. She hadn't gone through the tunnel yet.
It
could have been Diana. You know, who knows?
It could have been Diana on her way to Paris.
Yep.
Wow.
So she saw my buttocks and then later on, you know, even more disaster awaited her. It was like an omen, basically. It just went downhill after that train trip for her.
Do you believe it was an accident or do you think it was something a little bit more suspicious?
With the toilet?
Not the toilet, no.
Paris.
I
think Paris was a case, it was the paparazzi's being too greedy.
Going back to the toilet, if it had been suspicious... What would have happened if there was some kind of conspiracy theories around your toilet incident?
The conspiracy theory would have been that the lock button hadn't been properly arrowed and pointed out to me and highlighted, and someone had gone in beforehand and kind of perhaps painted around the lock
and
button.
And who would have done that?
That is a popular conspiracy theory surrounding
it. So it didn't catch my eye gaze.
Who do you think would have done that to you?
Perhaps one of the train conductors. I think.
Or your uncle?
My uncle could have. or perhaps northerners who don't like southerners coming down using their toiletries equipment. Possibly a soft southerner. Let's show him what it's like to be, you know, part of the coal mining community and have your buttocks out in the wind. There you go.
That's what it's like down the mines.
I've never been, but I've seen films.
But we're in a cave now, so it's
similar.
Quite right. It's similar.
Similar
elements. I wouldn't want to do a 9-to-5 here. So I do empathise with them.
Ellie, have you got a question? Your first question.
Oh, yeah. Let's begin with...
Lovely phone.
OK, thank you. If you're the same person as you are now, but it's 1432, what do you think you'd be doing?
As in the history, yeah, 1432. Yeah. 1432, well, it could be the 24-hour clock. You've got to check, haven't you?
It's the year 1432.
Do you know, I love the idea of you mincing around in the 15th
century. That's what
century.
I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you something that does frighten me.
This is before Tudors.
Blimey, it really is old. I tell you, what really...
it's quite a while ago.
It's way back, way, way back. What worries me, and it keeps me up at night when I think about this...
Stop pointing.
I need to stop doing that. I apologise. I need to be tied to a chair or something, or a stake or something. But it's a case of, ultimately, modern science wouldn't be ready for me.
No?
I have flat feet, so I've got feet like flippers, and there wouldn't be insoles for me.
Webs.
So you've got no arch to your
There's
foot.
No arch to my foot at all. Like the third nipple, I've come from the sea, you know, aqua. I've got like a link to
creatures. Are you born in the age of Poseidon?
Possibly, yes. The age of the water, do you mean aqua?
Yeah, kind of like, water age.
Oh, I'd love the idea of you living underwater.
Well, I've got the feet for it. They're proper flippers, so there's no arch whatsoever.
Which fish would you attempt to...
eat or...
get off with?
Kiss.
That was weirdly one of my other questions.
Was it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Which?
If you could... If it suddenly became okay to have sexual relations with a fish, which one would you do it with?
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Two great minds collaborating, two frontal lobes.
Well, let's go for it. We're doing two questions in one.
Oh, it's very simple. It'd be an octopus, the idea of all the hands all over
me. It's quite sexual, isn't it?
Very sexual.
Because I got that question because I have a postcard of a woman being masturbated by a... octopus in my room, which is
actually,
it's a painting that Picasso did.
Did he?
And I was thinking of questions, and I looked at it, and I thought, oh, David would do that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you'd like
that happened once to see, didn't it?
You're getting a little lob on, aren't you, mate?
Sorry, Brian. Carry on.
So you like the idea of an? See, the idea of an octopus, I don't like their sort of bulbous body. You like the idea of sort of playing with that?
I could hold on to the body, and also within the body there's a large mouth, isn't there, underneath?
Yeah, it's like a beak underneath.
Yes. So that would be interesting.
Yeah, it's like the base of the octopus. Well, actually, I don't know if all of them have this, but certainly the...
No, they do.
The yellow-ringed octopus has a beak, and that's how it attaches itself to you with its legs, and then it shoots poison into you with its beak.
I don't like the idea of that. Mid-intercourse, have an ink put into me.
But you like the idea of kissing an octopus?
Yeah, stroking its beak, whispering into ear, whatever, you know. Well, not ear, but...
Is his ear?
Her ear. I apologise. Yeah. It's a lady octopus.
Is it?
I'm going to be fondling, or fondling me, rather.
So you like the idea of all
suckers?
But you like that?
Ursula from Little Mermaid. She was probably quite like a sexually attractive thing to young boys. Like Beast.
Yeah, sort of.
No,
like,
she's quite sexually aggressive.
Was she the one that looked like Pat Butcher but underwater?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, she sort of had a motherly element. I don't know if she grabbed me that much.
No?
She was a bit of a... She wasn't a cockney.
I could go fetch one brand. There is one. That lives in the caves.
There's an octopus that lives in the caves. Wow!
Is there a lake?
So there was water.
Wait, is there a lake under here?
That would make sense. And it would also make sense that a snake, if there was a lake.
Yeah.
Do they live in the water?
Some.
Well, snakes.
Some.
I think they live near the water,
water
don't they?
Water snakes.
Yeah. Well, there we go. This is all making sense.
I will
sense.
Go get it.
Thank you so much. So Charles is about to go and get us an octopus from the... deep inside the caves. You like the idea of arms and legs all over you and whatnot?
In a private setting, not amongst friends.
So what about a threesome or a foursome with other humans?
With an octopus?
No, with humans.
Oh, with humans, full stop. As long as I knew that they were going to be responsible and...
they had tentacles.
I kind of vetoed them beforehand, like a job. I'd want a job interview beforehand, interview them, get to know them. You know, go out on a day with them.
Ruin the sort of...
Well, it's
atmosphere.
You just don't know, you know, you're giving them a lot of responsibility. They could tie you up. I don't really know these people that well. You know, I'm giving them...
You don't have to be tied up, do you, David?
You don't have to be tied up, and I wouldn't need to be tied up. But, you know, it could get a bit, you know, it could get a bit physical, and I need to make sure these people have got their best intentions at heart.
So your original question about 1421...
1432.
1432, right, OK. Modern science wouldn't be ready for me. I've got, flapper feet.
What do you mean?
No, but I sort of am confused, but why is modern science relevant then?
Yeah.
In the sense that I wouldn't be able to walk.
You wouldn't be able to walk.
Because the thing is, what happens is my ankles get stiffer and stiffer because I think they're designed to swim. They're not really designed to walk because I don't have an arch. So I become more and more immobile. So the arches are absolutely vital. If someone hadn't invented the arch for the shoe, I would be just complete. I don't know, I'd be pushed around in a cart somewhere.
But that's quite... You probably would be pushed around in a cart then.
I guess so.
But I'm confused. What, can you not walk around... Are you pointing at me again?
I am. Sorry, I apologise. Sorry.
Can you not walk around with shoes on? Without shoes on?
I can, but it's only for a short period when I walk around without shoes on.
What?
So I feel like when I'm having dinner or, you know, in and out of the shower.
Wow.
If I wandered around for a long period without shoes, I'd say about 2 weeks, my ankles would start stiffening up. And I have to have electric shocks in my actual feet.
Who told you this?
The people who did it to me. Well, they said it was an electric shock.
What do you mean they did it to you?
Basically, to get movement out of my feet because they'd gone so stiff. And they called it electricity, so fingers crossed it was.
So what would have happened to you in 1432, yes?
I would be demobilised. And as Ellie rightly said, I'd probably be pushed around in a wooden box with wheels. So it's sort of like a king. So in some ways, it'd be quite nice.
Like a king?
In a way, I suppose. You try and give it a positive swing like everything, wouldn't you? You know, try and be optimistic.
Why like a king? More like a wheelchair.
It would be like a wheelchair, but a king, a wheelchair can be a throne if you, like, you know, put some gold on it and pay perhaps like a red velvet.
That's a lovely way of looking at the disabled.
So you'd be in
the royalty.
You like to think that you would be living in court. You wouldn't be a peasant.
Fingers crossed. I mean, you know, I've got a few GCSEs and an A-level and a few... Well, they wouldn't mean anything in the year 1400s, would they? What sort of job would I have? Also, I've got terrible skin. I think I'd be like the Elephant Man. And my skin dries very, very quickly. I have to put on 3 different types of cream before I go to bed because my skin just sort of goes into a sort of like a pizza dough type of thing. So I wouldn't be able to walk. You wouldn't be able to look at me. It wouldn't be ideal. I don't think I'd survive very long. I wouldn't have these
You'd
kind
be
of...
You'd be in the circus.
You'd be in the freak show.
It would be in the circus.
I think I would be, yes. And thank God in the 1400s they had things like freak shows.
So they would cart you out in front of
people. Yes, and I'd just look at people and that would be it.
Really? Is that... Really?
I think that would be it. And I've got the third nipple as well, and I guess I'd get that out.
You haven't you?
Yes.
No, I think that... So you'd be in a box. You'd be in a box.
Sort of... red crusty
you'd have a
face.
Doughy face.
Yes.
You have 3 nipples.
3 nipples.
You'd be walking around like a penguin.
Yes, basically, and just sort of dancing to some music, I imagine.
Okay, well, that's the end of that question.
It wouldn't be a good future for me, people. I thank God I'm part of the new millennium.
Here is the octopus that you ordered.
Ah! Wow! She is lovely.
She's a looker. Look at that beak.
And is it dead or alive?
I think it's just scared, it's a bit nervous.
David, pick her up.
Yeah.
Well, I'll place her on my lap, maybe.
Oh, listen to those tentacles.
They're rather silky.
His beak.
His beak.
It's the octopus. The octopus
underneath its beak at the bottom.
What's he saying, David?
Hello, octopus, are you going to speak to me and make contact? What's your name?
Talk, mate.
Sorry. It's all about me.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon to you, Lady Octopus. Female aqua wonder. Do you like it on my lap?
I am Lucy. Welcome to the cave.
Lucy, I apologise. I made my own decision of your name, which is once again quite sexist. Me baptising you in my
tentacles
male.
Tentacles are all over you, David.
I know, they're wandering up my sleeve. One's hooked around my third nipple. It's all getting a bit too much. There's suckers everywhere. You want to watch what you're doing there, Lucy? That's, yeah, oh, God, that's my button coming off there. That's a bit too much.
How are you finding it?
I'm finding it quite a strange sensation. You're all over me. I don't know, you know, there's a sick tentacle somewhere. I don't know where it slipped into, but it's gone somewhere. I feel as though I'm being controlled like a puppet. This is very strange feeling. It's like there's more than one of you. It's like I'm making love to a whole village of people. It's odd. It's almost quite impersonal. I don't know if I like it. You've got your suckers everywhere.
Very ticklish boy, aren't you?
You're a very ticklish boy, aren't you?
Oh, I am slightly. I can feel you all over me. You're like a giant feather duster up my trousers. It's, goodness me, it's very strange.
You want a kiss, Lucy?
I might give her a little kiss on the beak. Well, that keeps the first date, you know, I'm amongst friends, we're in a cave. It's
Who are your friends?
This is Brian.
Hi, Lucy.
This is Ellie.
Hi, Lucy. It's lovely to meet you.
We're in all in one cave outfit, aren't you? She's quite prepared. And like me and Brian, we should have learnt. And they're my friends, and we're wandering through your cave, admiring the cave Leeds paintings of the era.
Hello, gang.
Hi.
Oh, that's rather
Hi.
Nice.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. Hello. Incredibly friendly.
Yeah, yes. Really friendly.
Thank you very much. Do you want to perhaps fondle Brian or Ellie with your tentacles?
No,
or?
Thank you.
I wouldn't like that.
No, thank you.
I don't know if I want that.
No, thank you.
Different folks, different strokes.
OK, so we'll carry on. Lucy, do you mind Lucy sitting on your lap?
Not at all. Maybe put your tentacles away now, because I need to focus.
I have to go now.
Oh, you have to go?
Off. Au revoir. Thank you for the good times.
What a tease.
She is that a bit, isn't it? I thought there was going to be a bit more to come, but obviously not. There we go. It's the end of that. To a corner of the cave. Leave me a bit confused and left on my own.
So, second question. If you could physically transport yourself to any place in the world at this moment, where would you go?
I think it would be with the Eskimos. I think, you know, first of all, it's a difference of weather. I like it being hot, but it'd be colder. But also, I saw an amazing documentary about how they work as a community to actually create your own home out of ice, how you can actually use the wolf, the local wolves. If you befriend them, they'll take you along on sledges.
Wow.
And it's the idea that you're self-sufficient. And the only thing you've got to avoid is polar bears. Than that, you can just create a hole in the ground and you can fish and eat fish.
Really? Is that where you'd go?
Literally, bang. I don't have to worry about Tesco Express. I don't have to worry about the heat coming around. As long as you avoid the bears, it's happy land, 24/7. They sit around fires, they clap and sing, and everyone gets on. It's just a great kind of music festival community, but without the alcohol and the bands. Mm. So it's just like a
plus-plus.
What
about you, Ellie? Where would you go?
Where would you go, Ellie?
Hell
of a question, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know.
You're quite happy here, yeah?
Well, I love it here, and I always have, and I wouldn't go anywhere.
That's very pro-British, which is good. I respect that.
Well, you have to be these days.
You have to be.
No, I'm happy here as well, if I could be anywhere.
You want to visit me in the Eskimo? The North Pole wouldn't interest you?
I think I'd like to visit you, David.
We'd love to get the opportunity to visit you there, but we don't want...
The opportunity's there.
Do you think you'd marry a...
I think after a while, like Kevin Costner with Dances of Wolves with the Indians, I've become like a kind of... Not respected.
I love the idea of crawling into an igloo and there you are with your wife and your children. I love that.
I'm glad you like it because I'm envisioning it now.
What would your wife be called?
Zangamoo. I think something like that. Kind of. I haven't got the
Zangamoo.
I've got the whole tongue, the native tongue.
Well, amazingly, you've got 8 children in here. And what are their names?
Zenamba. It's a funny tongue, isn't it? Zerudu. It is like that. It's like they're
what are their names?
Zilamba, Zerudu, Katanto, Javu, Alavataka, Alamanika, Contra Con, Contra Con Band.
I'd love to hear those again. I'd love to hear them again.
Yeah, I would.
Well, by all means, I'll reintroduce them. Zanapadab, Alamanika, that was one.
Yeah.
Contrabandu. Zazu was another. They're just a great gang.
Go through.
Zabalapilatap. Kukukalamba.
Yeah, and one, obviously the one on the end.
Zip.
Okay.
There is a lady here to see David, apparently.
At the igloo, or where are we now? It's in the cave.
We're in.
There's a lady walking out of the shadows of the cave.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
She's like a cave woman. Am I correct?
Hello, Amsal Amo.
It's a cave woman.
And is she speaking the native language of the cave?
I think she is, of ancient Leeds.
Wow.
Milsang Amo.
Well, what she's saying there is I've lived in the caves for many years.
Oh, wow. Oh,
blimey.
Oh,
so right.
I can translate, yeah.
Have we got permission to be in the caves, or are we trespassing?
Don't ask me, ask...
Well, no, I follow David in here.
David, have we got...
I do apologise, Ella, didn't I?
Everything's fine, it's all right.
More than welcome. So, yeah. Oh, there you go, don't panic. I wouldn't take you into a cave.
How old are you? How old are you?
FDF erkennt die KDF KFF 2222.
21. Blimey. Well, you're looking good for it. It's got to be said.
21.
Good age as a cave woman. That's your prime.
Do you live on your own, or have you got? Do you live with a family in the caves? Is it just one of you?
Are your parents?
Hardy of people.
There's loads of them.
It's an unusual tongue, the cave vocab.
Can we come and meet your family? Would that be all right if we...
Can we
follow you to meet your family?
Utihne.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
Oh, lovely.
That's
okay,
great.
Okay, so we're going to follow... I don't know what her name is, but she's walking off into one of the...
She's got a lovely walk, hasn't she?
She has got a very nice walk.
Yeah. You're gliding.
She is. No, you're right. She's hovering.
She's got like a sort of almost holy hover to her, isn't she? Almost like, you know, St. Bernadette. She's like glowing.
Wow.
Could it be St. Bernadette? She lives in a cave.
I think she was stoned in a cave, wasn't she, Bernadette? My Bible knowledge is
She certainly saw Mary Magdalene in a cave.
Maybe she's down here too.
Yeah, well, she could be.
And Mary Magdalene was a crucifixion.
Hang on a minute, love. Well, that's fair enough, but you're hovering and we got to catch up with you. We're walking, so slow down.
Basically saying we don't walk fast enough. Sorry, here we go. Let's get a bit of a walk on, a bit of a jog.
We'll speed up. We're just not used to this terrain.
So we're going to continue following the lady into the caves. We answer the next question.
I'm on my deathbed, having just been shot in the head by a trained assassin who's confused me with a member of the royal family. I'm barely breathing. What are your final words to me?
Wow, so you're on your deathbed.
Yeah, but the shot that's gone into my head, you know I'm going to die, but I'm not quite dead yet.
Because they think you're part of the royal family.
Yeah.
I would say, I'll give you full icon to Ellie, and I'd say it was worth it. Because now the royals are safe.
What?
Because they think they've shot one of the royal family.
But Ellie's dying.
No, but...
I'll say your life was worth, you know, yeah, it's not good. You're not going to see through the summer.
That's usually, it's not comforting at all.
I know, but I mean...
I'm just about to go, I might go to hell.
Does she not need comforting?
She does. Honestly, you know, you are an angel. The only place you're going is heaven. And the royal family, they'll pull some strings. They realise that you've taken a bullet for them. The whole of the bloody Buckingham Palace crew.
Have you got any wisdom that you'd offer up?
Wisdom?
Yeah. Life advice.
Life advice, I would say. You've got great people skills and they're going to transfer brilliantly in heaven when you come to the pearly gates. You know, your ability to network and talk to people.
Ellie's mumbling now, shit, I don't believe in the afterlife, David. So that means
and I've
nothing.
Got blood like pouring out of my eyes.
I'll get a hanky and I'll try and get it away from your eyes like that and get rid of it. I'd say, once again, give me full eye contact.
So she's saying to you, I don't believe in any of that, David, I need comforting.
Believe in it, because it's all
well,
you...
I don't believe in any of it.
Well, if you don't believe in it, that means nothing's going to happen afterwards. And if nothing happens, it's just the end. And that's not the end of the world. Well, it is the end of the world. So, you know, it'll be okay. You've got to believe, Ellie. You've got to believe. If you don't believe, that's the end
of it. You're actually having a go at her.
I am. So I don't mean that in a bad way. If you don't believe, it could be hell. So we don't want that for you. So you've got to believe. It's heaven or nothing,
God.
Babe. Just that.
Babe.
Boy, I'm trying to be a bit romantic, you know.
Why does it always have to be romantic?
Because I'm a man and I feel as though I have to fulfil certain expectations.
She's on her last leg.
That's the last thing on my mind.
I know. It shouldn't be for me either, should it? It'd be a case of. I'd be knelt there and it'd be a case of trying to comfort you and say, listen, you know, that was rubbish, all that, your life. This is the best bit, it's heaven. Mm. You know, people go out of their way for this bit, you know, to get to the pearly gates. You've just been given a bloody, you know, a first-class ticket to Willy Wonka Factory. Off you go. Get involved. Get Introduce yourself. Full eye contact. Get involved.
Well, that's nice. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah. It's quite comforting in a way.
Oh, that's nice.
You took a bullet for Britain. You know, you're a bloody trooper. You know what I mean? You just trip up drunk and, you know, put your head in a spike.
Oh, well, David, the family. Look at them.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There's thousands of cave.
People,
there's hundreds of thousands of them. It's like we're on the pyramid stage at Glastonbury.
It is. This is the Leeds community.
What's weird is that they haven't said anything. They're just looking at us
like owls, just staring at us with wide eyes.
It is quite intimidating, actually.
Ellie, can you explain to the listeners what we're looking at?
We're standing on the edge of a precipice, similar to Pride Rock, I suppose, but it's within a cave.
Yeah, yeah.
And below us is, well, hundreds of thousands of cave people, no taller than 3 foot.
No.
But every single one of them is hovering. There's a foot between them and the earth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a kind of hum, isn't there?
There is a hum.
Can you certainly hear the hum.
There's an eerie silence at the same time.
And that hum seems to be the thing that's making them hover. Yeah. Like a field.
And I think the lead one who lured us here, she's hovering above all of them.
Just about an inch higher than everyone there.
Yeah. Some bizarre cave cult.
Is anyone going to say anything?
What about those eggs?
We have to leave them alone, guys, as they are a protected species.
Okay, cool. We got to leave them alone, guys.
Have you ever seen a human being before?
We got to leave them alone, guys.
Do you guys want to see a secret chamber? We have to swim underwater.
Yes,
can you guys
I would.
Swim underwater?
Yeah, I would.
I'd desperately
bloody love that.
I'd like to see a secret chamber, Charles. That's possible.
Okay, so, here we go. So there's the water.
Let's just pop our heads down.
You can swim, Ellie, yeah?
I can swim, but how far is it underwater?
How far is it underwater, Charles? How far have we got to swim?
It's a very long swim, so feel free to ask questions underwater.
Okay, cool.
So we've got breathing apparatus.
Yeah, great question. Have we got breathing apparatus, Charles?
Can we blow on your legs? Have you got any breathing apparatus on you? On your body?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Good luck.
We'll just hold on to you, because your feet are flippers, so you can swim.
Look, quite right. So I could be like the speedboat and Charles can be the air.
But David doesn't.
But David hasn't got any breathing apparatus.
Oh, that's a bit unkind, isn't it? Because that means I'm going to probably suffocate and, pass out and die, R.I.P. Can I suck on one of your toes or something and get some kind of air from your body?
Let's just have a go. So we're going to... If you dive in, David, I'll hold on to your legs. Ellie will hold on to mine.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Let's get these
It's just a straw.
It's just a straw.
Just a straw.
Right, a straw will do me. That's fine.
Okay. Dive.
It's quite warm, like bath water.
It is very warm.
That's lovely, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Great. I need some incense candles being lit.
Bath oils.
You've got a lovely swimming style, David.
It's kind of breaststroke.
Quite feminine, isn't it?
It's like you always take
off all your clothes when you go swimming.
Always. Particularly when it's this warm, because I like to feel, the water on my skin as I'm moving through the cave water.
You know what? Because I'm holding onto your legs, I can see Morris right up your bottom.
I knew that was going to happen, and I don't mind because we're close.
Okay.
So when I said you could hold onto my ankles, I knew what point of
view. I've got my finger... Guys, I couldn't get purchase on your leg, so I've just got my finger hooked inside your arsehole.
That's not a problem. As long as you feel safe, that's all that matters.
Do you feel safe?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You've made me feel safe.
Definitely. Yeah, that's why God put it there, and that's what he intended it to do, to be hooked in.
Okay, if you keep swimming.
Yep, absolutely. Flippers are moving.
Okay,
I'm going north.
If you owned a store, David, what would you sell?
Follow me.
Follow me. We're following you.
The caves of Leeds. hope. I think new lifestyles.
What?
You know, I think I'd want people to leave my store, my shop, with new hope and aspirations.
How would you sell that?
I don't know.
That's huge.
I know it's huge. And as I'm thinking now.
Something that we can actually touch and hold.
Tangible, I think, has to be.
Tangible things. Right, okay. I would sell barbecue equipment.
No, you wouldn't.
I
don't think you would. I don't think he's given it any
thought.
You're
quite right. The first one was me hesitating. No, the first one was me being too ambitious. The second one was me hesitating.
What would you like to sell? You've got a store. We're giving you a store. Honestly, what would you like to sell, David?
I would like to sell, I know now I want to sell, artwork to the locals. Oh, no, they're laughing. But I thought it through, and I know I want to give a platform to the local artists, sculptures, canvas, paintings on the canvas, not just canvases, you know, to actually sell it to the locals.
Sort of like a gallery.
Yeah, exactly like a gallery. That would be a perfect description of my store, a gallery.
Is there any sort of vetting process, or can anyone submit?
Oh, I would have to be in charge of the vetting.
Right.
Oh, look at you.
How are you judging the art, then?
I'd be judging the art. What's it saying about the local community?
Okay.
You know, have we got problems with litter? You know, has it got a religious commentary attached to it?
And where is your local community?
My local community at the moment is in Leeds. I'm here in the Cave.
No, but where do you live?
Oh, Barnum. So it'd be, what are you saying about Barnum? What are we saying about Barnum?
Is it got to be what you're saying about Barnum?
I think so, because Barnum is in West Sussex.
Okay.
It's got its own train station and co-op, so it's well organised. Mm. But I think it's a case of very much... It's a case of what's this art saying about us as a community? Because if it's not saying anything, people won't want to hang it on their walls.
Right.
Right.
So it needs to have a voice. And the first thing when I sit down, I look at your sculpture or your wax.
You're loving being the gatekeeper, aren't you, David?
I think so, of art in that small community.
You are, aren't you?
I can feel already it's sort of, you know...
You're a bit snobby.
I try not to be. I'd have to look at myself in the mirror and think, Dave, it's not about you, it's about the community.
Yeah.
I think I could lose my way with it as a title and a role. It could go to my head, and I'd have to watch that.
But you'd love to own some kind of gallery, that would...
Absolutely, and it'd be a gallery where you sell the work. It's not like the Tate, where you just have a photo taken next to it. You can buy it and take it home.
Don't worry about those stingrays, Doc. They are very friendly.
Oh, we're surrounded by a gang of stingrays. There we go. Give it a stroke on the head.
Oh,
be careful, though.
Yeah.
You don't want to get stung by one of those rays. That'd be.
Do you paint?
I don't paint, no.
Do you create anything?
No, but I'd like to. I'm always looking at pencils and shops and notepads and thinking, you know, I can buy myself one of those and maybe sketch something, you know.
What would you sketch right now?
I think I would find my reflection... And I'd sketch that, a self-portrait.
In the water, your reflection in the water.
Yeah, perhaps my reflection in a puddle. So
the first thing you do is sketch you.
I think it sounds narcissistic, a bit arrogant, but ultimately I think they say the best...
All great artists do a self-portrait.
There you go, simple as that. So I'd immediately give myself that first challenge, can Dave draw Dave? Yes or no, perhaps not, I'll go to a bowl of fruit now. You know, I'll take the baby steps.
Yeah.
Come to my face later on, or perhaps straight away.
We have arrived in the secret chamber.
Wow.
Beautiful. Oh, wow.
The chamber.
Wow.
Now, I'd like to draw a painting of this.
Can you hear that wonderful? It's kind of singing, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
It's beautiful singing. It's much like the.
Mermaids.
What do you call those ladies that used to entice sailors onto the.
Sirens.
It is like a siren. You have to be careful of sirens.
Yeah, but I'm finding it quite tantalizing.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
Is it really?
That's what sirens do. They draw you in with their beautiful... So is this place full of sirens?
It's drawing me in.
And when they draw you in, what do they do to you?
They have sex with you and then they kill you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, is that such a bad thing?
I suppose not afterwards. It's sort
Look,
of like the death.
David has turned into a mermaid.
Wow!
Oh, my legs have turned into a massive fish's tail.
Well, that sorts out the arches problem.
Yeah,
it
that's
certainly
great.
Does. As long as I've got water around, I'm mobile.
Weirdly.
You're a merman. You're a merman.
He's got these little willies hanging over the top of the... The fish bit.
I'm sort of a mer-lady.
Or a man.
You're a man. We can see everything there.
It's just hung there, sort of thing. I should have a few fish scales to put over it.
It's almost like it's hanging over your trousers.
No, I don't like it. It doesn't really work.
It's like you've left your flies down.
Yes, it is. It's like I'm always like I need a little toga or something.
Yeah, a little fig leaf.
a fig leaf or some seaweed. Ellie, if you wouldn't mind just passing some.
Yeah, okay, here you go.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Stick it there so people aren't looking.
We need a bigger dolphin.
Like a dolphin. Do some tricks like a dolphin.
Can you do some tricks like a dolphin?
I can do the sound of a dolphin.
Can you do some tricks? Listen to my sound of a dolphin.
There you go.
Wow. Lovely.
If you've got a beach ball, I can maybe knock it with my nose or something.
I have got a beach ball as it goes.
What can you do with your tail?
I could do it with my tail.
Right, there's a beach ball if you want to
do some
keepy-uppies.
I'm just
going to
put my elbows on either side of the cave, so lean up and then push it with my little mermaid tail back in the air.
Lovely. Could you see how many you can do?
Here we go. One, two, three, four.
It's making your willy move up and down.
Sorry, the seaweed's moving, so it could have been five, but I'm going to avoid that. I'm going to get back to the seaweed because I don't like the idea of people just gazing upon my jewels in that manner.
Right, David, you're allowed one golden question to ask Ellie. We probably got probably, 5-10 minutes left, so you've got a chance to ask a golden question.
Let's make this worth it.
Oh, God.
OK, it's a bank holiday weekend.
Yes.
OK. You can spend this bank holiday weekend with any celebrity you choose.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about family or boyfriends or any other distractions.
Oh, okay.
It's just you and this other celebrity from Saturday night to Monday evening.
Yep.
Who would it be? Monday evening.
Well, the end of the bank holiday.
Okay, that's sorry. That's my fault.
Work knows you're not going to be at the office. There's no panic there about being late. You've got the Monday off. You know, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Who's a celebrity you're going to invite and why? And what would you do with them?
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Okay. Could they be dead or alive? Or do they have to be alive?
I don't... They have to be alive. They can be quite current.
Oh, okay. Current. So what, in the papers?
Yes, in the papers, yeah, or they've got a website, something like that,
They've got a website.
They're modern.
Anyone can have a website. Yeah.
This is true. Yeah. So, you know, it's a well-respected website sponsored by a large brand.
Okay. Oh, this is difficult. Well...
Male or female?
Well, if there's no strings attached, then male.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? It's your bank holiday weekend. Spoil yourself, dear.
Fulfill some fantasies.
Yeah.
You can go wherever you want and do whatever you're in charge.
Yeah. I think it would have to be someone like Richard Branson.
Richard Branson?
Goodness, something like a sort of a dad.
I'd imagine you picking Richard Branson.
No, I like the idea of Richard Branson. Well, he's very rich, isn't he?
Okay.
He's got his jet skis. Well,
this is a sort of a weekend of, you know, fun, frivolity.
At his house.
You're allowed to do anything you want.
Yes.
Richard Branson's there. Have I always had the slight attraction to him? Yes.
What do you like about him? He's quite British, isn't he? He's quite sort of, hello. You know, he's got quite a sort of... quite upper crust kind of vibe about him. I think he is. Is he, or am I thinking of Richard Branagh? Kenneth Branagh. I think of Kenneth Branagh. Richard Branson, the creator of Virgin.
He was hanging out the side of a hot air balloon.
Good friends of Kate Winslet.
Yeah, and then... Well, he's got private jets, lots of different forms of transport. We could go anywhere, for example.
And he's a lot of fun. I've seen him interviewed.
Yeah, and he's got a private island. Go there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How old is he? He's about 60 now, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he had a sort of dad element about him, which isn't a bad thing. It's quite fun in a way, you know.
Mm.
To a certain extent, but I wouldn't worry about the money because we'll give you lots of money to spend.
Oh, okay.
So you won't have to be panicked thinking, oh, God, I'd better find a bloke with, you know, deep pockets.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
I don't know if he's that interesting, though.
Who, Richard?
Yeah, he probably wouldn't be that interesting.
He's changing your mind, She's changing her mind.
Richard's gone.
Richard's gone. Let me have a think of someone
still
else.
Got Sunday and Monday with somebody.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, the footballer.
He's tickled your fancy.
No, he has.
Spend a little time learning some skills.
I think you have quite an erotic bank holiday with him. I think he's got quite a stamina. It's not for me to
say. Why erotic?
Erotic. Well, he's a footballer.
You like him? You like him?
I don't like it. I like his football skills, but I wouldn't like his skills in the bedroom department. But a young female, I think, would be quite hooked in and interested.
Yeah.
I imagine it'd keep you on your toes, put it that way.
Okay. Right, last question, David. Have you ever been stung by a bee?
I have been stung by a bee on a school bus. Basically, my friend Timothy Musio.
Pardon?
Timothy Musio. He's Irish. I could be wrong.
Musio.
Not Musily the cereal. Musio.
Do you know? I imagine him quite attractive.
He was quite attractive. I don't mind saying
Italian?
That.
Italian? Hispanic?
I don't think. Maybe it was Italian. The surname.
Can you do an impression of him?
Hey, Dave. How's it going? That's it. It's Italian.
Welsh.
I don't know.
Timothy Musio. What's he doing now?
I don't know. I've tried to get in contact on Facebook.
Did you? How? Did you send a friend request?
I sent a friend request. I got the friend request.
So you are friends with him?
Let's rebond. I think he's unfriended me, though. I left some comments underneath one of his comments about Brighton Odeon Cinema. I said, do you remember when we saw Temple of Doom there, Timothy? And there was no reply, no interest.
And then you found that you've been defriended?
Yeah, defriended type of thing. I thought,
that's horrendous.
How did that feel?
Like being hit by...
Stung by a bee.
Like being stung by a bee, very poetic. Or being hit in the gut, you know, with a fist.
With a bee.
It's got, like, by a bee, by one of its wings type of thing.
So, what...
Solar plex.
Quickly, what was your experience like when you were stung by a bee?
Basically, he had the bee because it had got disorientated in the bus.
He had the bee?
The bee, or as a wasp. How a bee is a wasp.
What do you mean he had it?
He basically... Because it was,
in
like,
a jar.
I think it was near to dying or something. He had it in his pencil case.
What? It was alive?
It was alive, but I think it was starved of oxygen because it had been in the bus. And he was going to show me that if he pressed...
Never just a simple story, is it?
Unfortunately not. Well, I hope it's got some kind of significance, yeah. we're saying it. If you press its stomach, or its belly button or whatever, you just press on the bee.
Belly button?
Not its belly button, but where its belly button would be if it's a human type
exactly.
of thing. It's gut area.
Yeah.
If you place your... I don't know if it's his finger or he put like the end of an HB pencil, but if you place it on the stomach area, its sting will come out...
Is this true?
It is very true.
But doesn't it die then, straight away?
It does die straight away.
Stop pointing.
Sorry, because he's like the sting of a wasp, isn't it? I'm pointing away there at people. I need to stop doing that. I got too close to it. And he goes, there you go. Put your finger on. That's the sting. That's the sting. And it's got liquid in the sting. And it just comes out. It's just this little very black thing. And some of it went into my actual finger type thing. And that's how I was stung whilst the wasp was in a way being operated on and dying. Its last sting was on me type of thing. It's like, I don't put it too near, and I did put it too near. And so it wasn't a full-out sting, but it was definitely, you know, it entered my system.
Thank you, David.
So there you go. That's what happens aboard the bus.
Well, we've come to the entrance of the cave.
Oh,
here we are.
Light.
And
light.
What can you see?
That completes the tour of the cave.
It's a wonderful
brilliant.
Tour.
Who'd have thought we'd come across a brand new kind of species?
Mm. An octopus with like a sex issue. Mm.
David, it's been lovely having Ellie here, yes?
Oh, it's been an absolute wonder. It really has been. It's been an eye-opener. It really has.
What have you learnt from Ellie?
What I've learnt from Ellie...
And what have you... Yeah, what have you learnt from Ellie? And also, what have you learnt about yourself from your answers?
Myself and my answers, I think an art gallery is the future for me. I felt a real sense of, you know, like, that's interesting. And also, a place that I could use in the community to control what people are doing, and in a nice way, so they're productive. And also from you specifically, Ellie, I think I've learnt the dolphin sounds are interesting.
Yeah.
But I think there were some other things you met. Oh, good grief. What to say to someone on their deathbed? How to keep it positive, proactive when they make a movement from this realm to heaven.
And you could start you could start doing that as a sort of motivational speech.
Yes, I could do. You're quite right. You know,
a TED
those
talk.
Last seconds.
A TED talk.
A TED talk.
What to say to people on their bed?
A lady that's been shot, they thought was a royal family. How to actually keep it positive and proactive so they've got a clear goal of what to do when they go to the other side.
Yeah.
It's not about religion, it's just about being positive.
Yeah.
Ellie, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you.
Goodbye,
au revoir,
everyone.
Au people. Enjoy the caves of Britain.
I'll get out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.